Has a friend ever betrayed you?
Has a friend ever betrayed? Ooh. I mean, past, present, repeatedly before. I mean, there's always past and present.
What about the one that, like, slept with your wife? Was it your wife?
No.
Not my wife. It was some whore!
You fucking whore! Girlfriend. Yeah. Wife. No.
Before we dive into today's topic, we would like to highlight OnYourSixDesigns.com for the amazing holster that they created and have given to us. It's a family-owned and operated veteran company. They are super friendly people, and they have a lot of variety. Go visit the website at OnYourSixDesigns.com, and that's the number six.
The number, not the word. And you know, them holsters are pretty legit, I gotta say. As a carrier of weapons, not anything else, by the way. That just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
But yes, them holsters, the holsters are legit. I will definitely get more.
This episode is also brought to you guys by Jose Cuervo Margarita and Voodoo Ranger IPA, which is what we're drinking currently right now.
Yep. Pour it up, pop it open, drink it.
So today's topic is friendship. And you can't really talk about friends without also talking about fake friends.
Ooh, yeah. Here it comes.
All right. So, have you ever overshared something with a friend and then regretted it?
Yes. I've overshared something with a friend and also with coworkers that I thought were my friends, because of the relationship that I felt we had developed. And then all of a sudden, I hear things about my personal life from other people that I never told.
Right? Don't you just hate that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God, that's awful.
It makes me want to punch people in the ear.
Do you think there's a difference between military friends and civilian friends?
Oh, without a doubt. There's definitely a huge difference. And now if we're talking like legit real friends, there is a difference between military friends and civilian friends. Your civilian friends, you know, like back home before you join the military, they're going to be your friends. But like a military friend, there's a lot of things that will go on with your military friends that your civilian friends will never, ever, ever do or think of or support or anything of the sort.
You know that guys really don't ever fall out of friendships with each other?
Guys?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
No, I'm just saying, like, you guys don't ever really, like, fall out of friendships with each other because your guys' friendships are, like, okay, from, like, what I think is, like, guys' friendships are, like, super superficial, like, where it's, like, you guys talk about sports or something stupid, and then, like, if you guys are, like, beefing with each other.
Hold up, talking about sports is stupid?
No. Yes. Oh, I don't know. That's just how you guys bond, and like, which is fine, because like girls, we bond over like other stuff, you know. Like we like to talk. Women love to talk.
Oh, y'all love y'all. Just can't shut the fuck up. Okay, what do y'all talk about?
We talk about like a lot of important stuff, like politics and
No, the fuck y'all don't.
Yes, we do.
No, don't. Y'all talk about nails, nail color. Y'all talk about dudes' dicks. What? Y'all talk about like,
that's
all
not
kinds
even
of stuff.
True. Anyways,
women's conversations
so
are a lot worse
guys,
than dudes' conversations.
Like,
don't try to talk over me.
You guys chest bump, and then you guys are like, bro, bro. And that's how you guys make up. But if it's like super serious, you guys like pretty much like throw them hands up, and you're like, what's up? What's up? And then you guys like duke it out, and then you eventually like make up later. But I know that, like, guys that have, like, actual, like, real friendships with people.
Yeah.
It's, like, you guys only share, like, the personal things about going on, like, in your life, mm-hmm. like, to someone that you highly respect.
That's actually very true. I can definitely tell you that, yes.
So, like, the fact that, like, you guys have, like, friends, it's, like, you guys have, like, bros, pretty much. You don't have
friends. You know, but it's the way that you're saying it that makes it sound bad.
What?
Like, we have, like, legit friends. Having a legit, as a guy, as a man, having a legit friend, that a friendship and, like, the things that go on with the friends between men are completely different than bros. gross.
But like you, okay, so guys, I honestly think that guys find it easier to make friends with other guys than girls with other girls. Because girls, from the moment they meet each other, they're like instantly like judging each other.
Okay, yeah.
I've like walked into a room before and I've had like someone like look me up and down before they ever said anything to me.
Well, I've had guys that have done the same thing to me. Like it's fairly the same on both sides. Like guys are equally as judgmental. Now, here's the thing. Mature, older men don't do that. It's these younger in their early 20s that have something to prove.
Yeah.
That want to be like the biggest, baddest, and most attractive dude. Yeah. And they're the ones that like size other dudes up. I can walk into a room and I can immediately point out all the guys that are intimidated by my presence because of the way they're looking at me and how they immediately change their posture. It's the same thing with women.
True. Yeah, I can agree. So I'm going to tell you a really like huge secret that's going to like blow your mind right now.
Well, if we're going to share secrets, I'll share one after you. Okay. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
I'm pretty sure you've never known this, but...
Oh, fuck.
Are you ready for this?
Are they ready for this? Are they ready for me to be ready for this?
I don't think anybody knows this, but...
Oh, shit.
Women are super emotional.
That's your secret? Yeah. That's not a fucking secret.
Yeah, that's a secret.
No.
We will never admit it.
Women being super emotional was established with Adam and Eve.
What?
Yeah. How do you think we all got here? So you think
we got kicked out of Eden because of Eve?
That's what you're going with? 100% correct.
So you're, yes, that's exactly what Adam's not going to take the blame for any of it.
What should Adam take the blame for? Is he the one that ate the fruit? Is he the one that wanted to be like God and be like Jesus? Is he the one that won all the power? No, it was Eve.
What? She just wanted an apple, man.
That is not
what Adam just wanted the pussy.
No, apples. I got apples in the fridge. Adam did just want the pussy. Adam, no.
Yeah, he did it to please her so that he could get some.
It hence the downfall of man since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
Men always want to please a woman, and you fucking women just ruin the earth.
What?
Yes.
We. Okay, so without a woman...
That just went way off topic.
Yeah, it did. Without women, though, there would be no, like, population.
There's going to be a riot in the messages and comments section because of that. And I really don't care because it's good.
Anyway, so because I'm an emotional person, I want to know everything about a person. Mm-hmm. I don't ask what your favorite color is. Like, I want to know why you are the way that you are. You know, and that way I can know what's really bothering you and it helps me help you. But that's the thing, that not everyone deserves to know those kinds of things because people don't know how to act with that information.
Or not only people don't know how to act with that information, but not everybody's out to actually be your friend. There are some damn serpents in disguise that just want to gain intel so they can go and spread that shit.
Because I'm a snake. A
snake. I'm a slithery little snake. I'm fucking serpents.
So, like, okay, I've had someone, you know, like, tell me, or I've told this to someone where it's like, I've never told this to anyone. And then I've had them go and tell other people. And then it's just like, damn, like, what do you do after that, you know? Because it's like that whole trust factor of, like, something that was like really deep and like personal to you, like you've shared that with someone. And then so from like then on, you're like super closed off to wanting to like share anything.
Oh, absolutely.
With anyone.
That's one of the reasons why I keep my circle so small. I have been stabbed in the back by people. I have been stabbed in the back by guys and others that were like supposedly like my friends. There's so many things that have gone on that I have over the years. I just keep my circle really, really, really small. I have a lot of acquaintances. I have a lot of coworkers, people that I've served with in the Army that I still continue to talk to. But my actual circle, it's very, very small.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, trust must be earned. And I know that for me, when like I first meet somebody, I don't know what it is like about me that I just kind of have like word vomit. And then I just kind of start to like talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And then I just like end up oversharing a whole lot. And I feel like if I'm like sharing with them that it would somehow establish some kind of trust that like, hey, like I'm sharing this with you and like hoping that they share something with me so that like I have a piece of information. So it like kind of bonds us together. But I think that trust shouldn't be given so freely like that. And that's like, that's something that I get to work on, you know? And now I own my shit. So I know that I have knowingly and unknowingly, you know, hurt someone that trusted me. But that's why I've done the work that I needed to identify, you know, why I felt the need to do that and how I can prevent that from happening again with people that I care about. So like when it comes to like an issue that I have with someone, like I go to that person and I like talk to just that person about what it is that is bothering me because only that person can help fix it.
Oh, correct.
If I like go around and I start like bad mouthing, you know, our my friend to our other friends, it's like you're only creating, you know, drama. You're not fixing the situation.
You're making it worse.
And you want other people to look at your friend as like the bad person. You want to be the victim.
Yeah.
Some people like to be the victims and some people actually care about the relationship enough to fix the problem.
There are things like, you know, like people, things that people have confided in me on. Like there are things I know about people that I, man, that shit is going to my grave. I'm a vault. If somebody comes to me in trust and confidence, in which says a lot, because if somebody comes to you and they trust you and they enough to the point to where they believe and they know that they can confide in you and trust you that nobody else will know anything, that says a whole lot. That's a huge statement. So don't violate that shit. Don't fuck that up. So people have come to me and they've told me and talked to me about some things that I taking it to my grave. Nobody else will ever know about it again. But that is one of those things that like it helps solidify you as a friend. It makes that bond stronger. Now, if somebody comes to you and they feel they can trust you enough to tell you some things that like to that extent, like I said, confiding in you or trusting you about some serious personal things, and then you go and you tell other people about it, like that's, you're a shitty ass person. You're a shitty person, you're a shitty human being, you're a shitty friend, and you should probably be hit in the face with a brick-shaped object.
Well, they were never your friend.
Exactly, they're not really your friend.
They're not really your friend because, like, for one, if your absence means nothing to them, then your presence meant nothing to them. Like, I used to call everyone my friend. Like, I would, like, meet somebody, like, and then within like 2 weeks, I'd be like, oh, this is my friend. Like, I could be hanging out with someone for like 2 months and I'd start calling them like my best friend. And as an adult, I realized that it was my need to belong and to feel like I mattered to someone and that I did that shit, you know? Yeah. Like, but these bitches were not my friends. They weren't. Like, they fucking hurt me in so many ways, but I allowed it because I wanted to be accepted. And I wanted to not feel so alone that, you know, like, I think that when you call someone your friend, it's like that word is so, like, loose now that, you know?
That just made me think about something. So let me ask you this question. Military friends and civilian friends that you've known, would you say that military friends tend to be more, I don't want to say better friends, but have like a stronger bond and connection than your civilian friends?
I feel like military friends, yeah, they do have a stronger bond with you, but I feel like that bond is temporary. Like it's temporary because it's convenient for when you're there, but then when you guys are like separated and one of you has to PCS, like where did the friendship go?
See, I don't quite agree with that.
Okay. So I've had friends that like were super close to me and then the moment they PCS'd, it's like you attempt to keep that relationship and you like you still keep in touch and the way that they supported you in the beginning starts to kind of like dwindle away And then it's just like you know, you guys are on Facebook or on Instagram, and it's like they see you doing like really great things, but they don't reach out to you. They don't support you. Like if you have like a business, like they don't support that, like, you know, and it's just like, where did that friendship go?
See, I've had a completely different experience with that. Like I really have. Like
What's your experience?
I've had like some of my military friends that I've been friends with for a while, experienced a lot of things with, deployed with, almost died with, and like so many things that we've done and so much time spent together that I like still like we've, you know, naturally you kind of, I don't want to say fall out of touch, but when you PCS, you go on to other places, other things, like that, you know, you don't maintain as much contact mm-hmm. as usual. However, when we do talk to each other, everything is still the same. Like I have not had any of that type of experience that you've experienced. Like everything that I've had with all my friends from the Army that I've served with, deployed with, anything else, that we've now gone to different duty stations or different periods of our life because we've all still gone through a bunch of different stuff. Like still, like even though we go through however long it is without actually talking, when we do talk to each other, it's like we never left.
Yeah.
So I have
there's no love lost whatsoever. You know, like just the fact that like they don't reach out to you as much or that whatever, like, I understand military life, and I understand that, like, stuff happens. What? Like, your life goes on, like, just how, like, the Army keeps rolling along, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
just it's... Just like the dude that was fucking my girlfriend, that shit kept rolling along, too. And I know everybody right now is like, did he just say that? Yes. Totally yes, I did.
Said that. So...
Whom, by the way, is no longer a friend of mine. That was an interesting falling out experience.
Did you hit him, still, at least?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Repeatedly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's not talk about that. But, yeah, like, if I were, like, okay, so if I were to be, like, in the same state as one of my friends that, like, I was really close to, and we see each other, it's like we never left each other. You know, there's never any love lost or anything like that. You know, it's just like when you're separated from each other, it's kind of hard to like keep your life up to date and, you know, and keep up with other people's lives.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of like it's selfish for me or anybody to assume that just because, you know, like we're separated, that like that person is obligated to like reach out. You know, if you cared enough about the relationship, like you would make that effort. You know, you'd be the one that's like, hey, like how are you doing, like blah blah blah. Like military understands military, and we understand that lifestyle, that like, hey, even though we're separated by state, like I still love you, I still care about you. Like just because I'm not supporting your business or anything like that, like that doesn't mean that I don't love you still.
Yeah,
you know.
So you just said something that actually it strikes something up in me. So you said I don't support your business or anything. So, but let's say that like you do have a business, you are trying to do anything, like whether it's a personal business, whether it's kind of promoting something, of anything of the sort. Like if somebody's like your friend, or they're claiming to be your friend, and mm-hmm. they know that you have these things going on, regardless of location. If they know about it, especially because let's talk about like French social media. We're definitely at 100% in that time where everybody's connected by social media. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Texas, Missouri, California, Virginia, Hawaii, Kansas, Iraq, Afghanistan, fucking Timbuktu. Everybody knows what's going on social media. So
yeah,
you see where I'm getting at with this?
I think I know where you're getting at, and I have, like, the perfect, like, story time.
Oh, shit, story
time. So, when I was going through my legacy program, I had to raise enough money in order for me to graduate, and it wasn't, like, the money wasn't for me. The money was for, like, us being able to, like, plant trees in the community in, like, the San Fernando Valley. And so, like, we had to reach a certain, like, I think we had to reach, like, $1,000 each person, right? And then if you did above and beyond, then that was on you. But the minimum to graduate was $1,000. And so, I wasn't even pushing it. Like, I was, I felt, like, honestly embarrassed to ask people for money. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, they're going to think I'm broke or something. Or, you know, like, whatever. And then it was a dialogue that I had in my head that I needed to get over. It was like, get over your fucking self. Like, this isn't about you. Like, this is about, you know, the community and about what we're doing. And this is something that you really want. Like, you want to graduate. So get over yourself. Get over your ego. And just start putting yourself out there. So I made a post and it was like, hey, like, I'm doing this for the community. And in my head, I'm like, this is such a good cause. Like, people are gonna want to donate to this, right? And so it's like, no, but like, I got minimal interaction on this. It was like, I felt really offended because I was like, damn, like, all these people that are like on my Facebook, like my family members, my friends, people that supposedly love me, like, they're not even like reaching out to me, like, they're not donating. And I think like the only people that like donated were like, you know, like my brother and my aunt. And so I had like $80 towards my goal. And I was like, I felt so defeated. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm not gonna graduate. And I started feeling really sorry for myself. And then I started thinking like, fuck them, whatever. Like,
hell yeah, like, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck a Papa whatever. Doc, fuck a trailer, fuck it. Oh, sorry.
Whoa. But I was just like, you know, I was thinking like, man, fuck them, whatever. Like, I would support the fuck out of whatever they're fucking. But I was just like, I made it about me. And it was like this like conversation that I had with myself that like, fuck them, whatever. They don't want to like support me. So I'm just not going to support anything that they do. Oh, and then absolutely. I just started having like this huge conversation with myself about like, you know, and I threw myself the biggest pity party. Like, I invited like tequila to it, you know. And
why wasn't I invited?
I didn't know you back then.
You invited tequila, but you couldn't invite me? How dare you not know me back then?
I don't know
you.
I don't know. But, you know, and then, like, I brought it up in, like, my conversation with, like, one of my coaches. I was like, you know, this is what's going on. And they're like, where are you at with your goal? Like, how much money do you plan on raising today? And at that point, I felt really stupid because I was like, I didn't want to be a disappointment to the team. I didn't want them to see me as like a failure. So I started lying about like, oh, I'm gonna, I know, don't look at me like that. But like, I started lying. I was like, you know, instead of telling the truth, instead of telling like how I felt and how my ego was bruised, I started lying and I started saying like, oh, I'm gonna raise $80 today and I'm gonna do this by 5 p.m. But then I wouldn't get on the phone. I wouldn't call anybody. I didn't push anything out. And if anything, I made like a Facebook status about it. Like, hey, please help me like raise my goal to this and this. And people see that generic status and they see that like that whatever. But they don't know what it is about. Like, if you call someone and you tell them why it means so much to you and like what their donation would mean to you and to the community and what you're doing it for, they are more likely to donate because of the personal phone call of you taking your time to call them individually, have a conversation with them, a genuine conversation with them, and then ask them like, hey, so the reason for this phone call was because I'm doing this program. I'm, you know, this much away from being able to graduate. I'm doing it because of this, this, and this. And that alone, in like, when I got over myself, that alone, in 5 hours, I was able to raise the $1,000. Because I got over myself and my ego and thinking that my friends weren't there to support me. And it was literally me wanting to take the easy way out and wanting to just thinking like, oh, I'm just going to post this status and people are going to automatically want to like do something for me. Well, what are you doing for them? You're not doing shit for them. You know, they don't owe you anything at all. the world doesn't owe you anything at all.
Well, they don't owe you anything, but at the same time, like, if people are genuinely your friends and they want to support you, they want to support your cause or support something that you're doing, you would think that naturally, like, more people would be more like, you know what, here, like, I got you. I'll donate this or donate that. I'll help out as best I can. But then you have those people that will, they'll listen, they'll read, they'll take everything that you're talking about for whatever it is that you have going on. And they'll just straight up be like, eh, no.
Yeah, nah. They're not investing in what you're selling. They're investing in you. Does that make sense? Like, it's like how you're selling yourself and how, like, you're coming across to them. And if you're being genuine and you're coming from, like, a place of love and authenticity, then that's where, you know, that barrier is just completely comes down. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I get why you want to do this. Yes, I'll donate towards your cause. But to put yourself out there and to, like, actually, like, do that takes a whole lot of getting over yourself and your ego.
You're absolutely right. I'm not denying that at all. I just kind of feel like you drifted off a little bit.
I totally did.
If we're talking about fake friends,
we and are. People, then but that was story time.
It was a story.
That was totally story time. But I could definitely let's tell redirect you this. Let's Tarantino this back full to circle. Fake friends. You because just said
Tarantino. I like totally it. I like did. You.
High five.
High five. I that's like you. You
married me.
I did. I sure as shit
oh
did.
Oh my God. But. So, okay. So, friends. You know, they say, like, okay,
how
like, you have...
How many of us have them?
I friends. Don't have any. No, I'm just kidding. Yo, I have a lot of Instagram friends that I've never met in real life that
so
I absolutely would, like, love to have a barbecue with. And I'm sure eventually I'll meet them, but, like, they support the fuck out of me. And I'm like, what's up?
I've known people. I've had social media friends for several years. Never met in person. Some of them I actually have. They're actually really good friends of mine, like, yeah. In person, in real life. But there are a lot of social media friends that I've had that I've known for several years now that, you know, like, I honestly would consider to be decent friends just because I've known them for so long.
Yeah.
But you have, like, a lot of other friends that, like, are, I don't know, say, like, co-located in the same area.
Yeah.
That want to claim to be your actual friend, but some of them are not so much.
You know, they say that, like, siblings should be your friends.
I had a story about that.
About siblings?
No.
About co-location?
About friends that you thought were your friends, but then actually turned out to be not your friends.
Ooh, let's talk about this. This seems juicier than the sibling story.
Oh, it certainly is. So, I'm gonna tell you a story.
Okay.
I won't really say it was, like, my friends specifically, but it was one of my really good friends whom you know about.
Ooh.
While I was stationed in Hawaii, so we started off as co-workers, and then just over time of constantly having to be around one another and working together, we actually got really close. Mm-hmm. Her husband and I, like, they're good people. He's a good dude. We've hung out, we've had beers together. I mean, like, he's, like, grilled up steak and shrimp. Good dude. Her, good person. Love them to death. They're awesome. I've spent time with them, but then there was this person, this other coworker of ours,
uh-huh.
who worked in the same place at the same time, who she was friends with, that I was okay with just because we were all coworkers, that there was a whole lot of drama that came out after the fact.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of... It strung both of us into it because we were both trying to help this particular person out in certain times.
Yeah.
But then to come to find out after the fact that she was actually, like, a really crummy person. She was very two-faced. She was very...
Snake.
Slithery snake.
Slithery snake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then, like, my friend... I don't want to use names... But when she hears that she's already, we'll call her Susan. Right now, she's already, like, throwing her hands in the air, like, oh my God, yes, I know it. And she's, like, waiting for more to come out. But So this particular person who was supposed to have been my friend's really, really, really good friend, mm-hmm. it actually turns out that she was a backstabber, she was a liar, she was a poor performer, mm. she was lying about her constantly.
Sounds like a puta.
Yeah, she's an extreme puta. Like, she actually like was like saying some things to her, to my friend's husband,
yeah.
about her, and like trying to cause a scene. Mm-hmm. It was really bad. So wow. She would take things that we talked about. She would take things that we said, and she actually came to me for help for a lot of like professional reasons, save mm-hmm. for like her NCOER. Oh, so I went through an NCOER that she had. I scrubbed it. I looked at it. I'm like, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. This is supposed to look like this. Where's all this? You should have X, Y, and Z, A, B, C, and D, maybe a little bit of E, F, and G. And then come to find out after the fact that all of these things that were happening to her at work were because of her directly. But she was like trying to get other people to like feel sorry for her,
uh-huh.
and like oh, make it seem like she had no yeah. problems. It wasn't her.
Yeah.
All the stuff came out after the fact. And actually them two had a huge falling out that was all caused by the other person. So once my friend actually caught on to the fact, then the shit erupted from there. But supposedly this entire time, and they were friends for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then all this shit came out later. But like, home slice.
Susan. Or we just call her Karen.
Karen. She could be a Karen. She
sounds like a
What's
Karen.
What's a good name for an entitled millennial?
Jessica.
Yeah, one of those.
I don't know.
But yeah, so yeah. all that. But I definitely, so her, like my friend and I, we sat back like, duh, this is some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Like we legitimately like told her some stuff because we were supposed to be kind of close at work. Helped her out, did all these things, and then she turned around and like was a complete shitty ass person.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Mm. That kind of like, okay. Now that like you've shared your shitty friend story, like, do you remember the conversation we had about my shitty friend that like
Which
completely
one?
like left me out like high and dry, and I thought that this person was my friend. Okay, so like,
oh yeah,
this bitch, and like, okay,
she said you had no nipples.
She said you had no nipples. All
right.
Okay.
Focus.
I'm trying to focus, but I can't. I'm just thinking of, oh my god!
Wow! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Tell your story.
Okay. So, this chick was super fake. Like, when we first met, Yes!
I know this one!
Yes! You okay. love this one. This story is awesome. And what's great is that, like, I didn't know that you knew this person, and the fact that, like, you knew this person just made it that much better.
I know.
And the fact that I didn't even have to convince you that this person was that way, because you already knew! It was awesome. So, okay, this fucking chick, like, we met at Fort Lewis, and so she loved to Photoshop her face and her body into like pretty much like all these like other women's. Like she would always Photoshop her eyes. And like she would post pictures of like people that or women that were not her, and she would try to pass it off as like if it was her. And it was like, bruh, like, do you not know that I know you in real life? But because she was my friend, I overlooked it. And I was just kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, I'm not a hater. Like, I'll still support the fuck out of you. Like, whatever. Like, if you wanna like, filter the fuck out of yourself, like, do you, boo-boo. Like, I'm still gonna support you. I'm still gonna love you. Because if I'm your friend, I'm your friend. So, this chick, I don't even know like how it happened, but like she started to kind of like pull away a little bit, and like I pretty much like didn't really know like what the hell was going on, but she started hanging out with like a whole bunch of like Ranger guys, and So I came home from work one day, and I was taking, I was going to take my son and my sister to the movies, and I guess they had, like, locked themselves out of the house. So I had given this chick, we shall name her, what shall we name her? We have to give her a name, because I can't just keep saying this chick.
What's the main broad's name from Mean Girls?
Which one? Gretchen or what's her name?
The other one, the main one.
Damn it, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot here.
I don't know.
We'll just call her Gretchen.
Gretchen?
Gretchen no. Wieners.
I know a Gretchen. She's actually a cool person, so let's not
butcher her name then.
No,
damn it, what's her name? Anyways, okay, so we'll just continue calling her this chick. So, I cannot remember, and I'm supposed to be, like, this huge movie buff. That's gonna bother me. Now I can't move on.
Rachel McAdams, her character in
the
movie.
Yeah, I know!
I'm trying not to tell you what it is so you can figure it out!
Why don't you just tell me? The listeners are, like, they want to know just the story.
But the listeners right now, at this point, the listeners right now are like, yeah, why don't you know her name?
They're probably, like, screaming her name out. Like,
they really are. They probably
are.
Yes,
how do
you not? Yep, they are right now. Like, I'm.
Help me!
Yes. Just continue on with the story.
Damn, that's gonna bother me.
Continue on with the story.
Ah, fine.
Do the roar. Tell the story.
Roar.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm telling the story. Tell your story.
Okay. So, there I was. And
no shit, there you were.
No shit, there I was in band camp. And so, like, you know, obviously, like, we got locked out. And then so what I considered my friend, I had given her a key to my house. And so if I give you a key to my house, that means I trust the fuck out of you for you to have access to my residence. So I hit her up and I was like, oh, okay, we're locked out, no problem, let me just hit her up, see where she's at. And I hit her up and she responded, you know, she was like, oh hey, I'm out at dinner, or we're heading to dinner, something like that, and like I'll let you know when I'm done. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Like, I just went to the movies basically, like, with my uniform on. Like, I was like, okay, by the time we're done with this movie, like, it's gonna be, like, she'll be done with whatever the hell she's doing. Hit her up again after we're done with the movies, and I was like, hey, I'm heading home right now. Did you happen to unlock the door? And then, like, if you did, like, you know, did you leave the key? Oh my god, it's Regina! It's Regina! Okay, so this fucking Regina bitch, right? she didn't text me back. And I was like, okay, you know, like, whatever. Maybe she did it and she's just busy right now. So I didn't panic. I was like, okay, let me just go home. Went home, freaking, like, try to unlock my door, still locked. Looked under the mat where I told her to put the key, not there. And I'm like, what the hell? So I call her, doesn't answer. I have my sister call her, she doesn't answer. But she's constantly posting on Snapchat. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so, like, I text her and I'm like, hey, the door's still not open, we're done with the movie. Like, hey, can I just come meet you wherever you're at? Like, I'll pick up the key from you. It's no issue. Like, it's my responsibility. Like, I don't blame you for that. Like, let me just get the key. Doesn't text me back. Tell me why. Like, I'm literally sitting in my car with my son and my sister. Doesn't text me back at all whatsoever. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But she's, like, constantly posting on her Snapchat, like, her driving around, and she's, like, drunk, I guess. She looks, like, really intoxicated. And I'm like, Kate, can I just please meet you wherever you're at so that I can just get this key from you? And she just never texted me back. Literally the entire night, I was just like, you know what? We have to somehow get inside the house. So it not only cost me money to get back into my house, but the fact that she literally never texted me the next day, never apologized, never hit me up, never had an explanation as to why she did that. And then she hit up my sister and asked my sister, did we ever get back into the house? And my sister basically told her to fuck off and to never text us ever again. And then that was like the last time that like we ever spoke.
That shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But this person was supposedly my friend. So when I call you my friend, like, that's legit. Like, because now that I'm older, I know the difference between, hey, you're my friend, and then you're just like somebody that I know. Like, I'm very, very, very particular with who I call my friend and who I allow in my circle and who I allow to know certain things about me.
I completely agree. Same situation right here. And I like some of the people that I know that actually listen to our podcast, I know right now they're like, yes, yes. Like they're cheering, they're clapping, they're taking a drink, and they're fucking laughing right now because I'm bringing it up. Yeah, but yeah, like I know, like the shit's ridiculous. It's fucking awesome. Like it's awesome, but it's not. Because it's awesome that the people that you know, that you can confide in, that you can trust, that you have in your inner circle, that are so small, that you know are your 100%, they are your friends.
Yep.
Versus those that are mere acquaintances.
Yep. So here is, if you're drinking with us, or even if you have like your morning coffee, so here is to friendship, real friendship.
Yes.
Clink.
Clinky, tinky.
And for the ones that are still in our lives, you guys are the real MVPs. And for those of you that are not, you can go fuck yourself. So I think that this is a good place to stop. What do you think?
I think we're good. I think we're good. I think we got the point across, the messages there, and it actually opened up a lot of ears for conversation. And they're cheering, they're chanting, and they're going to go tell other people, like, listen to this shit. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. So if you know anybody that has any of these fake friends in their life or they need to really reevaluate their friendships, like, share this with them. Share this message with them. And then, like, maybe you also reevaluate your Facebook friends and just start removing like all these like toxic people that really aren't doing anything for you or your life. You know, some people are there to like actually love you and care for you, and some people are there just to like literally watch you fall.
Yep. People that are your legitimate, honest friends, they will help you, they will support you, they will continue pushing on, and they will do anything they can to help you and be your friend and do things for you. There's a love. There's a knot that's tied there, so to speak, where you're all connected. Then there's people that just want to be there. They want to play like they're your friend. They want to use you to their advantage, and they want to do for you as a friend what will benefit them. But the moment that you can't or won't do anything that benefits them anymore, they're going to cut you off, and those are shitty people. And I will say one last thing on supporting your friends. If somebody has a business, if somebody has a podcast or they're trying to start up something, anything of the sort, if your friend is doing something, if they don't want to support you, but they want you to support them in something they do, fuck them. That's it. Don't support me because you can supportingly, that's not even a word, kiss my ass. All of it.
All right. So believe in yourself. Trust yourself. You have everything you need within you. I am Anna Valencia.
And I'm Rob Sepulveda.
And this is
The Possibilitarian Podcast.
See you all next week. Be sure to subscribe and share.